All right. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, how's it going?
Be sure to let me know how the audio levels are. I experimented with this audio setup before on our Twitch channel that we just do some casual streams, more casual streams on. Yeah, so just let me know if everything sounds decently balanced.
I'm pretty far down in the frame.
Oh, well, that's because you are.
Because I am. Let me see if I can.
There you
There we
go. There you go.
go. Ah.
So,
So.
how are things going?
Things are going pretty good. The Super SD System 3 video is done, except sound effects.
Oh, great.
So look for that tomorrow.
Well, my mini episode about the PC Engine interface unit RGB board is pretty close to done. I mean, I'm going to finish it, tomorrow afternoon. And so we're going to kind of have a little bit of a PC Engine double feature going on. Well, mine will probably release, I don't know, week and a half, 2 weeks after yours, maybe. We're going to have to kind of spread things out because I'm headed to your place Tuesday.
Yes. And we're going to be on the road for about 2 weeks, filming portions of an upcoming documentary that we're going to be doing.
A couple of documentaries, actually.
A couple of documentaries.
A couple of
Yeah, we
series,
can't, we can't.
perhaps, even.
Yeah, a couple of series. We can't really talk about them, obviously, yet. But we're pretty excited
Yeah, I
about
mean,
them.
not because there's any NDAs or anything. I mean, these are like totally our own things that we're working on, but it's just we kind of want to have some work underway on them before we talk about them.
Right,
Just not
exactly.
ready to
And the good thing
discuss yet.
is that over the course of the next 2 weeks, we'll be getting a significant amount of stuff that's going to be going into it.
Yeah.
So that's
So.
good. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what
Yeah.
happens. I mean, it's very possible that we might not even be back here in time to stream next Sunday. It's hard
Right,
to say.
you'll have to remind me what our schedule's looking like, our travel schedule.
If that happens, then maybe we can stream on like Monday night or something like that, because we'll be back here before we head out on the road again for another like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. So we'll figure
We're
it out.
living the dream, I guess.
All right. Well, should I go over and switch to the game? I'm going to be playing Roboco Wars on the
I
Famicom.
don't know anything about this.
I know relatively little. Let me fix that aspect ratio.
They're saying that you sound good, but I have like a weird theater sound. Like maybe there's a echo on me. Oh, maybe it has to do with this. Let's see, maybe that fixed it. We'll see if that
A
fixed it.
theater sound? What does a theater sound
Yeah,
like?
I mean that's what
I mean, that
they
sounds
said.
good, right?
Yeah, I'm just guessing that
You
it
mean
has
like
something
an
to do
echoey
with that.
theater?
Yeah, but we'll see. So, oh, you already started.
No, I haven't started.
No,
It's
yeah, that's.
possible. Maybe I just have you too loud.
Oh, so it's my
Well, you
tie
know what? Maybe I'll just get my headphones. How about that?
Okay. Okay. I think it just has to do with me coming out of Tri's speakers. So he's gonna switch over to his headphones. Yeah, the beard does add echo. It's one of the reasons I have it.
Okay, well, hopefully that. But is Corey's volume level relatively balanced with mine? Sandy is
Oh,
wound
it's
up
gone.
right now for
So it
some
had to have
reason.
been. Look at this game. It's got like sub levels, it's got airplane
I
levels,
know, like,
got
so this
platforming.
game, if anyone's familiar with the website Go Nintendo, they've been around for a pretty long while, And the main guy at that website, Kevin Cassidy, he and some of his friends like got together and did like, this was like kind of before Let's Plays really took off. And it sort of seemed like a novel idea at the time. They were doing what they called it Mystery Science 3000 style videos, you know, which, you know, basically, you know, playing video games with comedic commentary, which is like everything on YouTube now. But at the time it was like, oh, this is funny and clever. So they were playing like a bunch of like random Famicom games, like just like, and basically just laughing at how weird they were, right? And this was one of them that they played, and they're like, whoa, this is actually pretty dang fun. And like, there just looked like so much variety. It had cool graphics. And I couldn't remember what it was, and I thought about it again years later, and I couldn't find it in their archives. I emailed them and asked, like, do you remember? He's like, gosh, I don't remember. You are wound up. Why are you so wound up? Why are you so wound up? Go play with some toys. I couldn't remember. So then last March, when we were in L.A. to shoot the Night Trap stuff, we went over to a viewer of the show, Gabe Swar. We went over to his house. We'd been hanging out with him and sort of there's like a kind of a good little retro game group over there that he introduced us to. And we went over to his house one day while we were out there, and he had like a bunch of like Famicom and Super Famicom games they wanted us to try.
Oh, we got a donation really quick. From Michael Herman, donated $10. Said, "Hey guys, can you do a Legend of Dragoon next week? Such a great play! Congrats, by the way, with your upcoming films. Super proud of you, dudes." Legend of Dragoon, it's tough to say about like RPGs on the stream.
Yeah, we try to avoid stuff that requires us to pay too much attention during to the story and text during the stream.
Like on our Twitch channel.
Yeah. I want to play. I don't have it. I want to play it though.
You should get it.
Yeah. I've been meaning to. But anyway, so Gabe had all of these Famicom, Super Famicom games that he wanted us to try. And this was one of them. I was like, oh my gosh, I've been trying. You know, everyone seems to have that kind of that game where they're like, what was the name of that game? I don't remember the name of that game. That's never really happened to me until this game. So this game was that game for me. You know,
and now you have it.
And now I have it. And it's actually a little bit expensive, but I think it may have gone down in price a little bit. And I also got it on a day that there was one of those big eBay coupons. So.
Oh, yeah.
Actually got the same day I got the Steel Battalion controller. So yeah, there's like just a lot of variety. Like your character like takes different forms and stuff. I think it's
it looks good. Yeah. Are you starting?
Yeah, I'm starting now. Hold on, I'm going to need to probably give the stream a little volume. Tell me if I'm giving you the right level of volume, stream. So this is a Taito game, if you remember them.
Yeah, I remember Taito.
I do.
Kenny Lauderdale in the chat is asking, I want to do reviews by pointing a camera straight at a CRT. What is a good camera to do this? Well, we highly recommend the Panasonic GH4 and GH5, mainly, especially for CRT stuff, because they have a feature called Synchro Scan, meaning that you can change the shutter speed by, like, incremental, like, by the point increments. Usually, like, my old Panasonic, or an old Canon, you could only do it, you know, like 60, 50, you know, like, by 10. And by changing it like incrementally like that, you can lock it into like the exact refresh of a console on a CRT. So you lose that line.
And every console is going to have like a little bit of a different refresh.
Yeah.
So, and you know, especially if you want to really truly capture like the the interlaced effect. Mm-hmm. Oh man, look at this angry train.
An angry train.
He's very angry.
Oh, he's got like that's a serious frown.
That's a very serious frown.
He's very, very stern.
Whoa! He
furrows his brow like great design. Blabler also uses the GH5 as well.
I have a GH4. I wish I had a GH5 because whenever I try to shoot interlace stuff off of a CRT, I have to do it in 1080p because you can't really convey the interlaced look without 60 frames per second.
Yeah. And that is a feature the GH5 can do, 4K at 60 frames.
Yeah.
But I mean,
there might be other cameras, like more affordable cameras that might possibly have a synchro scan feature. I mean, I honestly don't know.
Because I know that it was kind of a happy accident that we even found it.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't buy it because of that.
No.
To have it.
Oh, look at that little bit of lens flare there.
Oh. Just part of the background.
Yeah, but still, so going, you know. This is like, I think it's 99.1, so.
They're pretty late. GH5 is $2,000 for the body, and then you know if you want to get like a lot of the main lens that we've used for a long time is like a 25mm prime lens.
Yeah, that's like
you have the Olympus version and I have the Panasonic.
Yeah,
and you can't zoom or anything like that, but it just like gives a really.
Also, I'd like to point out that there's an airplane shooting high heel shoes at me. I mean, you know, whatever, I guess.
How much was this one?
It was $40, and then it was, what was the deal that day? 20% off, I think?
That's right, 20%, yeah.
Yeah. So, pretty good deal. I like once I actually found out what the name of the game was, I looked it up and it was like $80.
Yeah.
So I got it for like 30 something. So that's pretty good.
I think that's pretty good. Kenny Lauderdale is also asking, can you play composite sources like VCRs through a FrameMeister with scan lines? So like to play some VHS and Laserdisc on a modern display without them looking too blurry. You can do VHS probably like if it's like a purchased one, but I mean if there's stuff you've taped off a TV, it kind of drops sync kind of often, and then the nature of the FrameMeister needing to like resync to the television whenever there's a drop in sync like that just kind of makes it unusable.
Yeah, it's just a very unstable sync signal, and the FrameMeister can't really handle that. And like solid scan lines wouldn't really be, in my opinion, like the VHS look anyway.
Right.
Like the OSSC, you know, I think can do alternating scan lines for 480i stuff if you want to. But it's still, you know, it's still not really the true CRT look. Like I don't know. I don't know if it would be quite what you're thinking of, you know, what you're looking for. Oh, I've got bombs if I hit the A button. Or for living.
Blabler is asking about the HD Retrovision compatible with the Elgato. I don't think the Elgato can see 240p, so it just won't be able to. It won't work with 240p games. That's a problem with the card. Nemo
Tree.
Shogun Gino is asking, can the Genesis EverDrive play Game Gear games along with the Master System games? Master System EverDrive. Probably in Master System mode, it can do it, but I think that they have to have to be hacked to do that. I think that that's the case with the Master System EverDrive doing as well.
Because they have to
actually be converted over to a format that the Master System can use. It's not just like straight up Game Gear.
Seem to be some branching paths in the regular platformer levels, but I'm not sure. Not sure if it's really taking me to a whole new level on the other end or what.
I don't know. Some VCR editing decks and higher end LaserDisc players do SVD. Buying the most esteem. Pretty nice, especially for this. I don't know if it's an option down the road. I think if you really want to just do VHS stuff, you should just find something similar to what I have, which is just a DVD. VHS combo that has HDMI out, so it upscales them. I have one by Samsung that will upscale VHS tapes, and one by Toshiba that will also do it. That's what the VHS stuff that we've done for the show has been using.
Yeah.
the video game VHS tapes and the commercials of 1994.
Got kind of close on that boss.
I'll say, this game doesn't seem too hard so far.
No, I don't know why. I didn't really expect it to be hard. So we'll see if that holds true.
You're on stage 4 already?
Yeah.
What if it's like, what if you like beat it like on your first try?
I haven't died yet.
Yeah,
I mean, this is 1991. I feel like it's probably an infinite continues game regardless. Like that.
The NT Mini. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that. I feel like early 90s NES, Famicom, like, generally, if it continues.
Yeah. The NT Mini is going for over $1,000.
Holy cow.
That's crazy.
Oh, I can shoot missiles off.
It's a missile! There's a missile, Gary! There's a missile in my house!
What? What's that from?
That's Weird Science.
Oh.
I have a missile, Gary!
I'm pretty sure I've seen that, but I don't remember it very well.
You're doing your episode. Your mini is going to be in 4K completely.
Yeah, mainly because
I made that decision just to do it completely 4K.
Yeah, the reason, I mean, you know, the game capture is in 1080p and several other aspects are in 1080p, I think. But the main reason that I'm using 4K B-roll where possible, which is most of it. and such, but yeah, the reason I decided to go with a 4K timeline was I feel like it's some of the noise I was afraid that I was trying to demonstrate, like with the non-specialized mod for the interface unit, I was afraid it would be too compressed at the 1080p bitrate, and you wouldn't actually be able to see the noise right. That well.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because I think I upload a clip to Google Drive, and that's probably the same compression as YouTube when you watch it in the little player.
Yeah, because it looks like a YouTube.
Yeah, and I couldn't see noise that I could barely clearly see in my raw capture. So that was when I thought, well, if I could do this in 1080p, maybe I should.
It's also a good test, then, to see if we should do more episodes in the future in 4K, especially if it shows, like, the noise like that much, much more clearly.
Yeah.
4K60, it is hard to play. Yeah. But, I mean, at least we have it as an option. And there's, like, I think there's speculation that if you upload in 4K, even the 1080p stuff looks better.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, yeah, I thought anything that gives it a chance at looking a little clearer.
Yeah.
Rainbow syrup.
Any advice on good bookshelf speakers? Speaking of vintage, recently got a vintage 70s turntable amp. I use it for audio for my older system. I don't know. I'm still using the one that came with my...
Oh no, I died. I died for the first time.
They're in a box. I mean, they're not bad speakers. But, you know, I would like to get some new ones in the future.
I've got Polk speakers that I think are pretty good. I think they just call them Polk Monitor Series.
Kelly Greenidge, the episode will be out tomorrow. I just have to do sound effects on it, and it will be done. The reason it hasn't come out yet is because I know that there is one thing that I had talked about them fixing in the firmware, and I was hoping that maybe a fix would be coming. But the way it's kind of happened is I'm just saying, like, you know, they're working on a fix because I can't just, like, sit on it anymore. I'm ready to move on with my life and not think about reverse capacitors anymore or diagonal lines of noise.
Well, that was what I was dealing with too, was diagonal lines of noise.
Yeah. I mean, they are pretty similar. But yeah, it'll be out tomorrow.
Yeah, basically
about 17 and a half minutes, I think.
Mine's going to be just under 6, but mine is a mini.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
But the interesting thing about both of our PC Engine episodes that are coming out is that they're all small parts that will be elaborated on more thoroughly in the PC Engine RGB episode.
Or in some ways, I mean, yes, more thoroughly, but in other ways, like, there are certain things I think we're going to talk about in both episodes that we won't elaborate on the bigger episode. You know what I mean?
Right.
So these episodes will stand on their own pretty well, I think.
I don't have a Monster World cart with the Wii translation. I mean, I think it'd be cool to have that, but I didn't realize that that existed.
Monster World 4?
I mean, I would buy... That's probably one of the few repros I probably have interest in having at this point, is like a repro of Monster World 4 with the official translation on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I've got the real cart, so I don't have a particular interest in that, I guess. I mean, you know, because I can always play the...
I like that.
I can play the translation, you know, any number of other ways, in theory.
Do you guys have Yonoid, and if so, is it good? I've never played Yonoid.
I kind of want Yonoid. I can't recall if I've ever played it.
If you get it, you have to play it on the stream. I've heard that it's fairly difficult. But not stupid hard.
Oh man, this boss is a little hard.
I have to kind of figure out how to see his pattern.
Right, but like I'm always screwing up, like dodging the things he throws at.
After TurboGrafx-16 PC Engine, is there really any other systems that use RGB would require an episode? Yeah, I mean, we'd like to do everything, no matter how big or small it might be. It may be cool to do something like the Commodore 64 at some point. I mean, that's one we haven't really ever talked about. I think it'd be cool. But yeah, I mean, Dreamcast.
Oh no, I think we're going to have the game over. Oh, there, it looks like there's limited continues, actually.
Uh-oh.
All right, I think I've got the boss fairly figured out, though.
Well, you're moving through it pretty quick.
Yeah.
You want me to see how many pages there are?
Sure. I'd be curious to know if there's, like, branching paths?
Right.
Because there's definitely branching paths in the level, but I'm not sure if they take you to another level or just somewhere else within the level. Also, man, I had a lot of hearts. This like could get kind of hard now because I had all these hearts that I'd built up over the game, and now I'm like back to three.
There's 10 stages.
Wow. Well, this could be a little trickier than expected, I guess.
I don't know if we're looking at a beat.
I feel like surely we will. I feel like if I don't make it this run, then surely it'll only take one more. You know, it just feels like that kind of game.
Yeah, but I mean, look what happened with me and Moonwalk.
Yeah, that's true. That game was a lot harder, though. This game's pretty easy going, it feels. Can you look up what like the power-ups are?
Sure.
So I've picked up like different letters and stuff, but I don't really know what they do.
The spaceship icon is a one-up. A flashing heart icon. And a circle is full health. Heart recovers one of your missing hearts. Heart container appears a white heart icon in a circle. And adds a new heart to your health bar.
See, man, I'm back at the boss, and I had, like, about twice as many hearts because I just, like, built them up over the course of the game.
Oh, so you lose the hearts when you
continue. Yeah. This is gonna be tough to rebuild.
Well, the star icon is invincibility. The P icon is a power item that it doubles your attacking power, and the S is doubles your speed, movement speed.
Oh, okay. I've got this boss pretty fair.
But I wonder how hard it will be now without all those.
I know. I wonder what the maximum hearts you can have are.
We got Classic Gaming Quarterly in the chat.
Oh, well.
Gonna be doing a let's read of another Nintendo Power.
Oh.
Read about it. It's the Mega Man. The Mega Man 2 issue?
Whew, holy god. He took a lot more hits than the other bosses. Well, then we're going to stage 6, so I mean, we're already past the halfway point here.
Yeah.
Oh, check out this. Oh, this game has really nice backgrounds. We should do... next time we have to do look at that moon, the planet or whatever.
We got a $5 donation from Wrestling with Gaming. Says, love the content, guys. Was there any particular reason this wasn't released in the U.S.?
No idea. Did Taito release much on the NES in the 90s? I mean, it was probably just, this is a 91 game, and I'm guessing...
They're probably focusing pretty heavily on the Genesis at that point.
Mm.
The problem was, I think, at the time... There was enough people that remembered Taito.
Well, check out these buildings. I mean, this game, like, we need, next time we have to do an RGB episode about NES games, which will probably happen again. we should take all the backgrounds from this game. Oh man, these clouds, these fluffy clouds. I love it. It's just a very pleasant game to look at.
I mean, they published Power Blade 1 and 2 in 91 in the US.
Oh, that was Taito. Yeah. For some reason, I thought that was like Sammy or something.
Maybe they just thought it looked too Japanese.
Maybe. I mean, look at this big mountain or whatever that's back there.
Well, the, you know, like the super deformed.
Yeah. You know, another game I need to get is Kokoroon or whatever it's called. I'm meaning to get that.
I know that name, but I couldn't tell you.
It's like a platformer where you like build your own character. Like you like build your character like bait with like a number of body parts, and they like play pretty different depending, you know, very different speed and attacks and stuff. Like you have to choose a different head and different body and legs, I think. Like you name your character and everything. Like it's pretty intense. Kokoroon or something like that?
It's Kokoroon. Kokoroon. Kokoroon.
Man, this is a pretty serious airship here.
Oh, it's the ship from Darius.
Is it?
From Darius, sorry. Yeah.
Like the good guy ship?
Yeah.
That didn't take long.
Interesting.
Is that Taito?
Yeah.
Mysterious tree. Oh. Japanese area here.
Is there a good way to get S video to an OSSC? The way I do it is using a DVD-O iScan. Might be the iScan Pro.
Is that what you were running your Dreamcast through?
No, this is someone mailed it to me a while ago and said, hey, if you want this, you might be able to find a use for it. And it does like line double, and then you can send that into the OSSC. I think it looks pretty decent. It's an easy way to do composite captures.
Yeah, I need to figure that out too. I was just thinking of it earlier.
Although my capture card can just do composite straight in now, so I actually ran the composite out from my CRT into that, so I can just plug into the front of the CRT.
Like, those basic SCART converters with the RCA jacks, like, that doesn't work because it doesn't actually convert the color space, right? It's just connecting the signal.
I think so, yeah. You have wheels for legs?
I think I do.
It does kind of remind me of Blast. Like the brain. The brain spaghetti in the background.
That always makes me think of Battletoads more than Blaster Master.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. Yeah, the music is pretty good from what I can hear.
Is the volume level pretty good for the stream? Did anyone ever say?
Everyone says it's pretty good. A Dreamcast with VGA output. Any good adapters from VGA to Euroscart or JP21 stick to VGA connection. I mean, we've used the Toro up till now. I'll be interested to see what we kind of get to test when it's time to do that episode.
Yeah,
because we're not sure if Toro could be like the best option. I feel like maybe just going straight using a VGA box and going into the OSSC might be the best option.
I mean, I bought recently a pretty cheap cable. Like, there's a bunch of just really cheap cables that you could buy. I, you know, can't totally speak to the quality yet. I tested it on a VGA Modern, I thought looked really good. But I'd really have to put in the OSSC to be sure. But I mean, you know, you can just pull straight VGA from the Dreamcast. Like, you don't have to have a box. Like, I think it just depends on, like, if you want to do something else.
It doesn't work with everything, though.
Right.
Those aren't, like, I don't think there's any official cable that is just, like, a straight connection.
Right, but I mean, I think if a game supports 480p, then it's no problem. Which I don't even think I have any games that don't.
But, I don't know. Like, I feel like it was not... it's not like an official way to do it. But
I mean, it's just straight cable. I'm pretty sure that there's just RGB HD at the Dreamcast. But I could be wrong. But I mean, what I bought is definitely just a simple, cheap cable. Wow, I can't even see my shots or something.
There's a lot of sprite flicker in this. I was playing, doing some capture of Strider for the Super CD. Yeah, it uses the arcade card. And man, the sprite flicker is so bad in that. You can't even tell what's going on there. It's like about as bad as this is.
Oh, it's starting on the second phase of this fight. That's nice.
Oh, 57 Rye. We have Toro boxes. Both of us use them currently.
I've sort of been skeptical of them lately, is all.
Yeah, but we don't know. I mean, I'm curious what the other options are too. Even the the other options that the Bihar Bros makes. I do appreciate the offer.
Last time I played my Dreamcast through the Toro, I was having some problems with it holding sync. Silence.
Well, you were using Start, because I switched over to using the VGA.
I was using VGA actually. I've been using VGA out of it for a while, but I was just having trouble. Specifically, it was with Rush 2049. And so that was kind of what prompted me. Like, I've been meaning to just experiment with some of those cheap VGA cables that, just out of pure curiosity.
The only reason those have a problem is because a gentleman that runs a very good channel called Nitro Rat was, tweeted to us about how some Pac-Man game on the Dreamcast would not work with that cable, and they actually had a pop-up that says this game will not work with this cable.
I mean, I'm assuming because it's like, is it 240p or 480i?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure those cables work just fine as long as it's 480p, because I think it just pulls RGB HV from the Dreamcast itself. I thought so. I mean, I am not a Dreamcast expert by any means, though.
Is a Ms. Pac-Man Maze Madness. And a pop-up comes, shows up on the Dreamcast menu that says, this game doesn't support the AV cable that is currently connected to the main console. Turn off the power and replace the AV cable.
I'm assuming because it's some resolution other than 480p. It's got it.
That's, we gotta put that in memory banks in that time, in that episode.
I mean, isn't, I bet Bang.io is the same way, right? Like, it doesn't have a 480p mode, right?
I don't know. But the Toro forces for even games that don't.
Right, or it can if you toggle the switches. Yeah, but I do think like the VGA out of it does look better than the SCART.
Yeah, I switched over too. I got it.
I mean, the only reason I was so hung up on the Scar was because of the Frame Meister.
The 201 RXI.
I thought, when you were running it through that, though, I thought it kind of looked not that great. The Dreamcast.
What's that?
When you were running the Dreamcast through that Extron box, I didn't think it really looked that great.
Oh, well. I don't know, it's convenient for me.
I mean, there was... Like,
you gotta
adjust the color somehow.
Yeah.
Also, any guesses as to what this boss is?
I don't know. Ace9921 says, I have an odd VGA compatibility story here. I got two copies of Hydro Thunder for the Dreamcast, one of which doesn't work in VGA while the other one does. Is the other one like the
hot new?
The hot new version? Because the launch version had problems. And they had to do like a repress of it. A reprint, rather. And I wonder if they like fixed up other stuff.
Yeah.
Even weirder the copy. Oh! Even weirder the copy does not have network and Even weirder the copy that does work in VGA mode does not work with an official Dreamcast Scar cable.
Well, I mean, I don't know, like, if PAL region games support have the same VGA support as the NTSC games. I don't know how. Oh man, am I even hitting?
You gotta shoot in the mouth.
Maybe that's it. I was like just shooting.
Gen X grown up. I mean, I think that we do a pretty decent job interacting with the chat. I mean, for the most part,
we are. We don't try to be pro streamers or nothing. Right, that's like a very acquired skill, I think.
Yes.
We do a lot.
Do it by themselves. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think we're doing a lot better this year, actually.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I'm just like, I'm watching straight up.
Man. Whew. Well, another continue.
It doesn't even look like you're getting hit.
I mean, it's just constant dodging.
BMB, I'm glad that you, you enjoyed the Saturn. And very cool to have viewers from Japan in the chat.
Oh wow, yeah. I feel like we don't get a lot of viewers from Japan.
Yeah, just the timing.
Yeah. Every once in a while, Jimmy Hoppe will sneak in at the end.
Yep. Getting up in the morning, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good looking NES game, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the sheer variety in the backgrounds, I mean, must have taken up a lot of cart space.
I wonder how many copies of this game are being sold right now because of this stream.
I mean, like I said, it looked like the price went down, but I mean, they all look like authentic copies. Problem with Famicom games is that opening them is... I mean, from my experience, like, pirate Famicom games are pretty easy to spot, but... It's really hard to open a Famicom game without breaking it, because it doesn't have screws.
Oh, weird.
Like, you can do it. I tried it one time on a game that, I mean, it was just a junk game. And I definitely snapped it. So, I haven't tried again.
see. I saw your question. I had it right. It says, can you do an episode on bootleg D-makes? Like Final Fantasy 7 on the NES.
It sounds more like a game sack topic.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the fact that we have the mini series now kind of opens up a lot of things that we didn't.
I don't think we'd do like a big blowout episode on them. Like, I mean, it's not something I have a lot of experience with. Like, usually it's like I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh, that's neat. But
yeah.
Ooh, this boss is gonna be tough.
Oh, Castlevania game says you can use a clamp to open. Maybe this must be a special clamp. Yeah, I felt like going all the way with this beer. I don't know what kind of sparked it. It seemed fun. I'm like, I'm not gonna trim it for a year. That's my goal.
Is it really?
No. Can you imagine that though? Wouldn't that be so funny, like, for the show to see it slowly grow out until it's just like enormous.
I mean, you don't even. I mean, do you even know the scope of how big your beard could be?
No.
Like, what's the longest you've ever gone without shaving?
This might be it.
Well, then when was the last time you shaved?
I mean, I trimmed it like 2 weeks ago. Like when I trimmed it the day before I shot the Super System SD.
Okay. I mean,
like when I say trim it, I mean I just like kind of went over it with like the guard on it to kind of get everything equal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think in the past year, I probably went the longest I've gone without shaving, like since I needed to shave. Like, probably 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's a decent long time. But I still gotta cut my hair. That's the tough part is cutting your hair on top and keeping a little bit longer down here, because you gotta get like that fade going into it correctly. Era Billy Corgan. You know, I'm Billy Corgan might be like crazy these days, but I am going to see their reunion show in August when in Columbus, Ohio. Really interesting. I'm really interested in seeing what it's gonna be like. No idea what this. We did actually get a offer for to work out something with Dollar Shave. They wanted to sponsor us. I don't know if Classic Gaming Quarterly is still here, but I guess he got the offer too, and he sent them like a ridiculous proposal, and I think that maybe they agreed to it. And now he's just gonna like use it and like do more of like the magazine Let's Read episodes. But I don't know if that was, I don't know if he's just kidding. Smoke Monster, I saw them originally. I saw them back in 1996. It was like a month and a half, maybe a month before everything changed with the band, when the keyboard player OD'd and died, and they kicked Jimmy Chamberlin out. That's like kind of where they kind of like lost it for a while. Like, I mean, Door was hugely, it was like pretty disappointing, I think, to me at the time. But I grew to love it over time. Yes.
I think I need to just be less squirrely and just kind of just alternate. I think the pattern. Sandy, now's not the time.
But I mean, Like, I don't even know if, like, I have no idea how something like a, like, this episode is sponsored by Dollar Shave Club. Use this code to get cheap razors. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I think that would go over, but I mean, it'd be, I have no idea, like, how much they charge or they pay to do that. Sent out a whole bunch of requests. Smoke Monster, my Siamese Dream is probably my favorite album of all time. Although Smash Mouth is not my favorite band of all time.
Oh no, there's another face!
Jeez, how is this not the last walk?
Oh. Do I have any more continues? No. Oh, no.
Well, you know what you're doing.
Yeah. I'll rack up more hearts. It's going to be easy. Definitely got a little tougher than I expected it to. I wasn't expecting...
You're good.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting limited continues going into this. Just didn't seem like the kind of game, you know? Are some of these enemies I'm blowing up here, are they bubble bobble things?
I can't. I'll wait till you get them.
I'm not a big bubble bobble guy.
I had the first one, so I feel like it's kind of a necessary NES.
Yeah, I used to have it. I don't know, I just never have been able to enjoy it.
Are there any quality alternatives to the official original Xbox component box? Picked up the console for $10 local.
I mean, there's several types of official component cables. You know, I don't use the box myself. I have one. Someone sent me one, but I've got the official cables hooked up.
Yeah,
the one with like
the official, like the full-on cables, I think are a very good alternative, and you can find those for $10 some places. But I think they're starting to get a little bit pricier. And of course, like there's the monster cables, which I guess are pretty.
I think I picked up a pair of those.
Pretty good, and
the
can be expensive if you find them online.
Right. I'm pretty sure I found a pair of monster cables. I found some Wii ones at the Grid, you know, because they sold cables for like $5. Something nice is in the shmup levels. You don't take damage touching the walls.
Oh, that is nice.
I didn't realize that till now.
Gunstar Hero sounds terrible on what? Oh, just on your version of Genesis. Oh, we got a $5 donation, or our donation. I don't know. Anybody use the XRGB to add scanlines to SNES Mini? Like the CRT filters and couldn't find a way to add scanlines to an HDMI in. Greetings from Brazil.
What do you mean, the SNES Mini? You mean the SNES Classic Edition?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how scanlines work with 720p input.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I've ever tried that. I mean, it might look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting. But...
Oh, no!
In ways that I wouldn't add... That would add... Wouldn't add lag. It's more than what's there. I don't know. Uh, I don't know. I mean, the CRT filter on that is, it's so disappointing because I thought that they really got it looking good. Like the composite look on the,
On the NES. Yeah, it was kind of fun. It just made it, like, really blurry, right? On the Super Nintendo? I forget what
that was. I don't even remember what it looked like.
I do remember it was disappointing. But they did add interpolation to the correct aspect ratio.
Yeah. Speaking of interpolation, I have to try out the interpolation on the ABS.
Oh, have they done enough? Like,
I don't know if it's, like, I think it's... I don't know if the firmware is official yet, but I know it's like in beta. But I don't know if it's moved beyond beta yet. But I had some vertical lines when I tried the like version 2 of it, but I guess
it's that's been fixed. Okay.
I mean, that's kind of a huge deal.
Yeah, I think so too.
That might be a good subject for a mini.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it, the guy who got me in the bit head? What do you think is mostly content maker? Is it like his video? I don't remember exactly what is it that got me into it. I think it was a friend that showed me it. And I think it's just good because I wish I could, other content makers probably wish they could be as good of a storyteller as he is. Like, he doesn't even talk about games for most of the time. And it's just like, he's a very good storyteller. And very funny. Like, it's such a good build-up sometimes. This music's great right here.
Yeah. What PC Engine music are you using in the Super SD System 3 episode?
I'm using Sidearm Special.
Oh, okay.
Dragon's Curse. Gradius 2, Go For No Yaba, and Battle Ace and Super Graphics.
What's Go For No Yaba?
That's Gradius 2.
Oh, okay, that's the subtitle.
That's just the subtitle. What about you? Are you using a new
Mine has, Bomberman 93 and Legendary X.
That last level?
The first part of the last level. That's the one I really love.
Okay.
Yeah, it's such a good tune.
Oh my god, I hate you in the chat. Someone left us a comment earlier today that just said, I hate you. I don't think it was I Hate You, though. the music I used from Gradius 2 was, you know, the first stage, like, after you get past the little intro section. I was going to save it for the eventual PC Engine episode, RGB episode, but I think the only real one I decided is, like, a must save for that is the Air Zonk title screen music.
I had a thought in my head and I lost it. what was it?
You guys notice that the SNES NT has a darker picture compared. compared to the ABS? It seems different. I didn't really notice, but I haven't played mine in a while. I haven't like installed any of the new jailbreak stuff or anything.
I
haven't played like any games besides stuff I've been capturing, like in, gosh, like probably 2 weeks.
I've been squeezing in some Dragon Quest Builders time on the Switch when I can.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you, like that was a good move getting that for the Switch, because, you know, I started it over a weekend at my parents' house, and then
now you're gonna be traveling.
I brought it home, and, you know, I finished the first chapter, and I'm, you know, good way through the second chapter, and now I'm gonna be leaving again. So it's like I'm like using the Switch in its utmost capacity with that game right now.
Yeah. I wonder if I should play like Metro. I was thinking of Lost Sphere.
You know, I kind of thought of that too. Like if I finish Builders on the trip. Like, I thought about maybe Lost Sphere would be a good one to begin with. I kind of, though, would prefer to play something, like, maybe quicker and actionier, but you kind of discouraged playing Axiom Verge with the Joy-Cons.
It was just, like, in the handheld mode. It's just, it was not comfortable, because every button is used, like, towards the end of the game. It's just hard fighting, like, the last boss.
Like, does it use the D-pad buttons for functions or movement? Like, do you have to move the analog stick or what?
You can use either one.
Okay.
They're both for movement.
But do you have to use like R3 and L3 or whatever?
The click? I don't remember. I just know that I was having a hard time using a specific weapon. Like, maybe I was switching back and forth. I don't remember, honestly. I just know it got really tough at the end. Have you guys thought about doing more of the How to Beat Classic Games with the Backloggery? I love those retro VHS-style walkthrough videos.
I feel like if we thought of the right game, we would be willing to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we probably got one more in up for the future, probably as a way to include with a VHS Volume 2 release of them.
Yeah.
Which is going to happen. It's just a matter of finding the time to do it. We have the tapes.
We have the tapes.
We'll do like a reprinting of Volume 1. Because, I mean, we sold those videotapes when we were around like 3,000 subscribers, probably.
Yeah.
So I think that they'll probably be more interested in it now.
Even though it's been so long since we actually did that series, most of our subscribers may not even know what it is.
I know, they might be like, what is this?
Like, it's kind of funny to think that, like, our first video series was, like, you know, it was comedy.
Yeah, really. I mean, when you think about those edits, like, how, like, luxurious does that sound at this point?
Yeah. But you know what? They were kind of tedious.
And you wrote it as you, like, edited it, essentially?
Sort of.
I mean, I did. I just, like, found the clips that I wanted to, like, sequentially, and then I just wrote them.
I think my process kind of changed depending on the game.
Yeah, I mean, yours was always a bit more to them, I think.
A bit more what?
There's always a bit more to yours compared to mine. You always had a little extra added value in yours. So I think your key is to, like, probably the key to this game, like, beating it, is to, like, never continue.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So if you can just get enough lives, do you even know how many lives you have?
It shows how many. And see, he went down pretty quick because I had this, like, powered up shot.
Right.
Which you lose that when you die, I think. But you don't lose your hearts when you die.
Yeah.
And if a boss has a second form, I think you start on second form.
You got this. If you just keep on getting enough extra lives.
Can I see?
Ryan Reardon asked if we've ever heard of a game called Rise of the Dragon. And I played the Sega CD version, not all the way through. The Sega CD version used to be one that was everywhere, and it was so cheap. Now I see it for like $20 or more.
Oh, it does show me how much.
I mean, it used to be under $5.
And what's it worth now?
I mean, I've seen it for like 20 plus.
What kind of game is it?
It's like a point and click. You'd probably like it.
Actually. Oh yeah. I need more Sega CD games.
It's like a Blade Runner. It's a cyberpunk type game.
Oh wow, this is a new
But
shot.
The problem with a lot of those point and clicks on the Sega CD is sometimes like the loading is really bad. I mean, I think of like Willy Beamish, which was a point and click on the Sega CD, and the load is so bad.
That was one of the ones that came in a cardboard box, right?
Yes. I have it, actually. Yeah. I should revisit it. He has a pet frog named Horny. Willy Beamish. Those VHS videos were always my favorite thing to watch.
I feel like they were a good idea, like, out the gate, because they were, like, a very sort of unique thing that, like, people would laugh at and share. And so I feel like starting with that helped us get some traction out the gate.
Absolutely.
I mean, our very first video was shared by WayForward.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be fun. Maybe we can do another one of those, and that's what Dollar Shave Club can sponsor.
One more.
One more. How to beat.
Is there a...
We'll you play as a character, a bearded character.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what game could it be?
We've been making Mafia Gaming since... Our first video launched on October 1st, 2013. It's been a slow climb to this 100K, but I feel like I'm very happy with like kind of the slow growth, because I think that our viewers generally tend to watch almost everything we put out. I mean, not every video like ends up being like the biggest thing ever.
Right.
But all like our viewers are kind of up for whatever we want to do, instead of just like wanting one specific kind of video. Like, oh, this is what I subscribe for. This is the only thing I'm gonna watch. I mean, although I'm sure there's a lot of people that only watch the RGB stuff, and there's that's fine. But I think it's important for us to just do the videos, also do videos that just that we want to do. And that's another good thing about the minis is. The good thing with those is that it's not like so much effort that it's like, oh, it's like didn't do very well. It's kind of disappointing.
Right.
Although, I mean, half the time I feel like I don't even like beyond the first 48 hours, I barely watch how a video does. So you're almost back to that boss.
Yeah, I got beat, the boss at this level, which wasn't too bad. He had two phases, though.
It seems like you're killing those things that normally took a lot of hits.
Right. I didn't realize how much my powered-up gun was making a difference, too. You know, it's not just...
Yeah, do you lose your gun if you die once?
I'm not sure. You don't lose your hearts.
Right.
But yeah, you definitely don't want to lose your stuff. Because, like, even the bosses I've noticed going down way faster, so.
This is for the Famicom. It's not a disc game.
Ah, shoot.
You die?
I died there before, too. Yeah, it does power down your gun with one death.
Oh, no.
I'm fine. I've got lots of perks.
There are some people that were kind of disappointed that the minis don't have, like, the full theme song in it.
It's really more for us than anything. Like, it's to give us, like, the right mindset. Like, hey, it's okay that this isn't, like, a full-on episode. It's, like, to reduce our own stress level.
Yeah.
Like, you put that full intro on and you're just like, ooh, this is...
Okay, here we go. It's gonna be...
There's, like, expectations here.
Yes.
I'm a little unsure if not putting the closing theme on is the right call. Like, I've just been, like, bringing up the last tune I was using.
Yeah.
At the end, it does feel a little weird, but I'm still trying it out just because I want to. But I don't know.
Like, maybe we need to figure out a different way to do the ending for it.
Well, you haven't done a mini yet, so maybe you'll have some ideas when you do one.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited to see what M2 does with the Sega Ages stuff on the Switch. I mean, I'm up for anything that M2 wants to do.
Okay. Hearts are good, but I need to build my PAL back up.
Adam Jenkins.
My power is already built up for the sun.
Oh, cool.
So I guess you lose it separately.
So it's kind of interesting then that the game kind of keeps track of it.
Yeah.
Adam Jenkins, the reason Matt hasn't released anything, I think, is just because he got a job as a teacher last year, at, like, the second half of last school year. So he's, like, pretty busy with that. But I'm interested. I hopefully he has some new tunes for these upcoming documentaries.
Might notice some new smooth moves in our upcoming episodes.
Oh yeah. Hopefully not overused.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We're experimenting with a new toy, right? So.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be fairly obvious right out of the gate.
first intro shot
of, like, our next two.
That's probably gonna be the intro shot for, like, every video from here on.
Well, you can make, there's so many more possibilities. You wanna tell them what it is?
We got, motorized sliders with, panning heads. So it can sort of do a motion over the course of a slide as well. I've been doing some of mine where, like, I interact with the object, like, while it's sliding, because it's something you could never do before.
I know. Well, that's kind of the thing I wanted to do, but I just didn't have enough time. I didn't want to spend the time to do it. I spent a lot of time doing the shots that I did with it, but I mean, I love the idea of, like,
Like, there's one where it slides into the briefcase to where it's, like, exactly centered, and then, like, I open it up and then put the, you know, the PC Engine and the CD unit inside
it. Is it still moving when it happens?
No, like, but there's another where, like, I pan over a bunch of cue cards and then I open up the Rondo CD case.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, like, coming into its stop when I open the CD case.
I'll see if I can.
And there's another one where I'll like actually
export a shot for the chat, like in an animated GIF. Let's see kind of what it is. What it is. You've used a gimbal for other things previously. I mean, for like handheld shots. This is to like kind of set things down and you can do a bit more with it.
Right. I mean, I haven't really used it for like normal, like just shooting stuff on a table type shots.
And we're going to probably use it to, like, make a new intro, too.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it'll still keep the same style and beats and everything like that. It's just that we'll switch out the footage. We do that. We've done that, like, every couple of years.
I did... Whoa! It's... That track. Oh, I guess I just moved up too soon. I did do a shot where it's like moving the whole time and I like close the interface unit lid. Whew, I beat it. I mean, it wasn't too hard with extra health. Invincible Fortress, stage 9. But I like put the lid on and then I pick up the briefcase.
Exporting a version of the slide.
What's the easiest way to do that from Premiere? Like, just the awesome? Oh, you can export just anime GIF?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that was an option.
I'm not gonna upload that.
Much Glaylancer?
No, I saw you guys streaming it.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean,
it's an expensive game.
Yeah, I know, but we were playing the VC version. Or I was playing the VC. I didn't finish it though. It starts off like very easy going for a shmup. It gets hard though.
There's a link to a slider shot.
I need to pause it and check it out.
It's a different one. It's a different variation of the one that you.
Oh, the page not found. It didn't work.
It's not working?
No.
No.
It didn't work for me.
Try it again.
Open it in a different. Yeah, other people aren't finding it either. Open it in like an incognito browser to see if it like if it fails in another browser.
Okay, I must have just missed it. Hang on, this works in incognito. Try this. Let's see.
Oh, I didn't realize the stream was running.
No. Oh, computer. Weird. So okay. So it's not working because.
Is it truncated? Right.
It's. I think it's the chat is actually doing it. So hang on. Let me do some.
No, I'm not using a turbo controller. The B button, holding B continuously shoots.
It's a YouTube thing.
Is this ship from something else too?
I missed it. Hang on. I don't know.
It says boss on the side.
Does Billy still work? Is that still a thing?
Billy? Oh, Bitly.
Bitly. Yeah. I should go say I should do it that way. Hang on. So, let's see if this works. Whew. Okay, that should work.
Final stage, square magic.
You should be able to click that link that I just put in there. It's the ending credits.
Oh, man. Now, how are you positioning your slider to like make that forward motion? Is it just you're using a tighter lens that'll let you like zoom in more? I take it, like so you can have it positioned further back. Oh, well, you only have to use a center support on yours. So you can have it, like, hang over the table more easily.
That's, which is what I did there.
Yeah. You know, I think the three tripods that I'm using on my longer one is a little overkill.
We should get some of the, maybe we should get some of the short bars.
The short bars?
You can, the bars are, the rails are interchangeable.
Oh, yeah. But then you have to like, I watched a video that they have like where you pull the ribbon out. I don't know. It seems weird to me.
This is must be the PlayStation stage.
Yeah. I wonder if these like. X's and circles like mean yes and no in any capacity.
Oh, it's possible.
I'm going over a lot of X's right now. This appears to be a maze, but I don't think this game has a timer at all, so there's no enemies. It's weird.
Yeah, it's about there's a little door.
Just a mini boss. I wonder if I like have to find all the mini bosses or something. That'd be kind of crazy.
A boss rush would not surprise me.
Let's see, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what color I was on when I did that. Okay, so it's pointing to green. Gosh, what did I do? Did I do blue? I'd have done
blue. Yeah, you just did blue.
Yeah. So I gotta follow the arrows to another color, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're going back to the beginning.
Okay, so let's follow.
I personally don't play like any like retro style PC games. The PC gaming scene is like really, at this point, is like really overwhelming.
Like, what do you mean retro style PC? Like
I want to be the guy is when they mention.
Oh yeah, like there's like intentionally very mean ones. I've played I Want to Be the Guy because I was made to on a stream once, but I wouldn't say I have interest in them so much, but you know. I don't revel in them.
You want me to like look up anything to kind of get you prepared for what you might be facing?
Maybe. I mean, oh, I just powered up. Okay, so I think I've done blue and green.
Alright, there'll be as many rooms to find as such four mini boss to kill. Once you do that, you'll have to follow the green wall arrows to reach your next destination.
Oh, what's this? Oh, I bet this
boss is a red car. Red car like robot.
Oh, I already fought a red car.
Oh, there's Gabe Suarez in the chat.
Oh, hey, there he is.
I'm so glad you finally bought it.
Yeah, I,
it's because of you.
Yeah, yeah, because this was like, I was saying early in the stream that like, you know, we get comments on videos all the time, like what game, and you know, sometimes people even say like, oh my gosh, I played this game as a kid, and you know, I was always wrong. And it seems like everyone always has that like one game that they just like can't remember the name of, but they remember what it looks like. And this was like the only game really like that for me that I can think of, that I'd seen a video so long ago. And you know, you're like, hey, here's these Famicom games I want you guys to try, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is the game that has the airplane that shoots high heel shoes at you. That was the thing I remembered.
Gretchen Morgan's gonna buy Popful Mail at Too Many Games. You should buy Popful Mail at Too Many Games.
Oh no. It's like 200. It's over $200 at this point, isn't it?
No, it's like $400.
Jeez.
You gotta do it. he's gonna try to beat it tonight, Gabe. He's on the last level now. Hasn't used any continues.
Yeah, it's tough because you lose your hearts if you continue.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know how to. Am I gonna fight a boss again if I go through here? Oh no, it just spits me out.
Labeler got a pristine copy of Dragon Force. So, I talked about this last week, or maybe the week before, how I kind of want to do an order of release working designs, like marathon on the Twitch channel. It'll probably take me 2 years to finish everything. Probably way longer than that, really. But I think that'd be a lot.
But yeah, Gabe, I think I got a pretty good deal on this. It was one of the days that eBay was doing those big coupons. It was actually the day I found a Steel Battalion controller for $15.
Well, Gabe, there's probably a pretty good chance we're going to be in town relatively soon, hopefully. Again, so we'll have to get together again.
Man, I don't like this mini boss here. Ugh, he got me. Okay, he stops after three stomps.
Life in the Analog Age, is that something? That's a great name.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like every day, right?
Yeah. There is a coffee shop around the corner from my house, and they opened up a expansion a year ago, and it's called the Analog Slow Bar.
Whew.
Did it get you again?
No, but it was close. Okay, what do I need to find now? The yellow... I mean, actually, I think that was another blue door, so I'm kind of confused.
There was a Papa Mail on the Super CD.
Yeah, I think that's
Magical
right.
Adventure Papa Mail.
I have the Super Famicom.
That's the one where she blinks her eyes every other.
Oh, yeah, like every step.
Yeah.
Wait, haven't I fought this one already?
You've done yellow.
Whoa,
red,
no, or... this one's shooting stuff at me. This is different.
This is the last one. Get him! Jeez. Get you, isn't he?
Swinging that way. Oh, I. Woo! I really don't know how I did that. Okay, so now I just need to get, like, up to the top, right?
You, like, went. You, like, landed perfectly.
Yeah, I don't know.
You didn't get. You didn't refill your. Get your life refilled.
No. He dropped something, but I don't know what it was.
Did it change your shot?
I don't think it did. I still got the weak shot.
Maybe it was a one-up. Was it a ship?
It looked like a swirly thing.
Well, Blade Blur, that's pretty lucky you got Snatcher complete for $70. It's really cool. Maybe it was you that bought it off of me in 2003. I think that's just something that maybe, depending on where I'm at, when too many games run around, walk comes around, maybe that'll be like, I'll just like, just buy Snatcher.
You almost bought one last year.
Yeah.
This feels like the right route.
Yeah, it looks like the right route.
It's a very strange last level.
Up or down?
It feels like I should have like a double jump or something.
So, did you say that the Orta comes out on backwards compatibility on
Tuesday?
I think
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a live stream of it. Because I'm excited to play it.
I mean, even on regular Xbox One, I think original Xbox games are like 1080p. I asked John. I think he said like they range from like 900p to 1080p, and then on X it's, you know, like 1800p and maybe native 4K. I forget. But, you know, it's definitely definitely an upgrade on X, but still an upgrade on a regular system, too. Man, I am so lost. I remember getting to this spot that I was like, oh, I bet this is going to be the way forward, like, early on. There was like, see what that said.
Once you kill, for me, once you do that, all the ads, you'll have to follow the green wall arrow to reach the next destination. By following the green ones, you'll eventually reach an open air room, where a red orb in the air will turn into a box as you approach it. So follow the green arrow.
Green arrows point in contradictory directions sometimes. It's a very strange last level. The PlayStation level, as you call it. Oh, I might have found it. this to be it?
You know how many lives you have?
5.
Okay.
Here we go. What is this? Well, he killed me right away.
Is it a car? A car robot?
Kinda. I don't think I'm hitting him a lot.
Let me see if the thing is.
Yeah, I'm gonna need some.
The boss will hover over the center block while shooting out drills from both sides, which will fall straight down and are very hard to avoid. The best way to dodge is to stand in the block directly below him.
I was just thinking of that.
After 8 sets of those drills drop, move before the final boss before the boss falls on you. At this point, the car will race back and forth on the ground surfaces with great speed. Your
great
best bet
speed.
Will be to jump when he comes to your side while shooting it if you can.
Yeah, because if you keep running away from him, you'll never get a chance to shoot him.
Yeah. That's basically what I gotta do. Says you'll take
is this the last form?
Yeah, this is the only form. If you get to the edge of the screen, you might be able to jump.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works.
And you can just really just do that the whole time.
Yeah.
Totally, that works. You got him. You've won the Roboco War.
For some reason, I feel like the right side works better.
Yes.
I don't know why.
It looks like you got hit every time in this. Yeah, do the right side from the front. Probably take a while. Patience is. Gabe, have you finished this?
I do wish I had a stronger weapon. It's hard to avoid him when he's first coming down.
Count how many times he does it. He shoots 8 things now. Got that little pea shooter is a problem.
Yeah.
Repeated the Moonwalker debacle. It feels like you're kind of getting something going here. I don't want to speak too soon, but based on what I'm seeing here.
I got him, I think. Unless there's another form. Thanks, R10. I owe you a lot. Lance, you are the true hero. How I appreciate your gallant job in our battle. Let's speak in English. The kid is represented by a stick 3 pixels high.
Congratulations. Not even 11 o'clock yet.
Drunker K. Do you think Super Drunk and Bubble Bobble is named after him?
Maybe.
There's a weird stray blue pixel. Do you see that on that end screen? That is also on the title screen. It's just kind of weird.
The stray blue pixel.
Yeah, you'll see it like to the lower right of Taitoko.
Why?
It's kind of dark.
Oh yeah, I see it now. My stream was so bad quality. Yeah, I see it. That's weird.
Well, the last boss didn't take as long as I was afraid it might.
No.
It's good. Oh, it's hard locked too. That's how you end an NES game all proper like.
What are you gonna play now?
No, we've got a little time. I don't really feel like switching systems, so let me head over to the Famicom shelf and see what I might grab.
Okay. I don't think he doesn't have Granny. I'm very close to buying it. It's not as expensive as I thought it would be. I mean, it's like 45, 50 bucks. I definitely get a copy. I've heard it's the hardest one. That kind of makes sense. What's it gonna be? I do not have an Xbox One X. I'd like to get one soon-ish. But I don't even have a 4K TV to play it on yet. Not that that matters. I have Truxton on the Genesis. It's in the box.
I don't know if you could see what I was holding up to the webcam or not, but...
Nope.
Loud. It does feel like it might be a louder game.
What's the whole inspiration for this?
I don't know. I just wanted to.
It just sounded fun.
Yeah. Why not play some 3D Hot Rally? You know.
Yeah. Why not? You don't want to try and service your car before you go get out there and drive around. We gotta set that side B.
Yep.
Thanks for stopping in, Gabe. And we definitely will, of course, when we're in town again.
Let's take a right turn every time. Oh yeah, this
Yeah, I mean that's worth it as well as the downsampling. Like, that's definitely worth it.
How's the HUD look? I forgot how it flickers in this for whatever reason.
Well, it's completely disappeared. At least, but I'm not watching it.
Really? I mean, if you're...
But 360p, it's disappeared.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, on...
Yeah, it looks pretty funny.
At 60 frames per second, it should work.
Yeah.
The music in this game's really good. I've used it a few times. Different tunes. This was the first project, I believe, that Shigeru Miyamoto and Satoru Iwata worked on together. It's actually a pretty fun little racing game.
I wonder why they decided to make the HUD flicker like.
Oh no! I wonder if it has something to do with maybe the 3D effect. The road also flickers when you go down like a branching route.
Okay.
Maybe because it has to render like two paths at once. I don't know.
Right.
My best guess is it has something to do with the 3D support. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm probably going to wait until 2019 to get a new TV at this rate, too. So you think the variable refresh rate?
Oh, you think I'll be on 2019 TVs? 2019, maybe. Yeah.
What Mogura87 thinks in the chat.
But the question is, will it be standard?
Right.
I really wanted to get that 4K TV episode done, before 2018 TVs are out.
Yeah. I think when we get back from our trip, that should be your priority.
Yeah, probably so. Unless we need something quick.
Well,
I wanted to get two episodes done this week, but I just couldn't. Yeah. I thought I could get two short episodes done, but
I'll do a mini next. I'm ready to do one myself.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to do a non mini, but an easy non mini.
Yeah,
I could still do, but I mean, it just depends on how confident you are in, if you can afford me the time to do the 4K episode as soon as I get back, I would like that to be my next priority before I get really involved in editing the stuff we're going to shoot. I want to get the 4K episode done before I dig into that stuff. I was kind of thinking about that earlier today. Whoa.
So yeah, do that, and then I'll do a mini.
I don't know what it was, but my eyes were playing some kind of weird trick on me where I thought for a second it looked like there was a smooth gradient in the sky. And I'm like, what? I don't know, I think it was at the edge of my glasses or something. Sandy, I'll take you out in a little bit, okay? Yeah, well, it was a big mistake when I kept taking you out for 2 hours and you didn't poop, now, wasn't it? Should have thought about that ahead of time.
Almost like that's pretty much the only thing I ever hear you talking to your dog about. It's like, you didn't poop.
It's a crucial part of your day, you know? Yeah, Sandy. We'll go out soon, Sandy. Don't worry.
Do those bushes have faces on them?
They do, and then they, like, open the mouth, like, right before they pass the screen with this, like, really scary face.
It is.
I feel like the mountain in the background, I don't know if it's, like, supposed to be anything, but it looks like, I forget what it's called, there's like a famous giant mountain out back of Australia. It kind of makes me think
that's what it's supposed to be.
Maybe. Kind of looks like the pictures I've seen.
So yeah, I mean, I think other than, like, you gotta watch down my episode in the morning, probably. I'm gonna do the sound effects when we finish up this stream so I can, like, export it tonight. Maybe it'll be a quick export.
Well, I mean, you've got a new computer, so it should be.
Yeah. Do one. Maybe I will stream Panzer Dragoon on the Twitch channel.
Oh yeah, that'd be a fun thing to do. I'd be curious how much easier of a time you'll have than I had. how quickly do you think, just like, you could beat the game from start to finish, just totally cold?
I don't know. Maybe like two and a half hours.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
You don't think you'd have any trouble on the last boss?
No.
Well, you know how to level up your dragon. That was my problem. I didn't...
I mean, it's been a long time since I played. I just, like...
That wouldn't have been nearly as hard if I had leveled up my dragon.
I mean, I guess we'd see, like, how hard of a time I had. I don't think it'd take me 6 hours to beat the last boss.
But, you know, I mean, the game was harder up to that point than I expected. But, yeah, now I know about leveling up better, so, you know, it wouldn't be as bad. I really do want to see what it looks like, though. I mean, there's a lot of, there's a lot of interesting original Xbox games coming to backwards compatibility.
Yeah, like Jade Empire, right?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I Knights of the Old Republic 2, which I don't have yet, but, you know, I plan to get.
But the first one is currently backwards compatible.
Yes, right? It was one of the first. Well, actually, you know, I think, I'd say it was one of the first. I think there's only been one round so far, if I'm not mistaken.
Top Loaded Gaming, I played both Gradius and Life Force, but, I mean, I have them both. But I haven't played them enough to, like, really notice that.
Notice what? I mean,
that there's differences, right? So there's differences between the Gradius Life Force games on NES and Famicom. Specifically, how the U.S. never gets four options. Life Force had two, while Salamander had three.
All so I know is that Salamander is one of the coolest looking Famicom carts, and I kind of want to get it just because of that.
It almost looks like a bootleg.
An awesome bootleg.
Yeah, got that snake eye.
Yeah, well, it's on the US cartridge too, but it just looks so much cooler on the
on like the
transparent. Thing. Yeah, so cool.
There's a comment earlier from Brandon Smith who said, "I'm a big fan of you guys. Informative videos helped me build and upgrade my retro gaming setup. Thank you so much." Well, thank you. Yeah, that Famicom 3D system episode is, it's a really good episode, I think.
You know, I kind of want to remake it again almost, though, you know? Because I'm so upset that I was wrong about the Japanese version of 3D World Builder.
Well, if we do a Blu-ray, we can, like, there's certain things in certain episodes we can try to fix. Although, that'd be, like, less content. Any incorrect information. You watch a YouTuber known as IGSRJ. If not. Although, I don't know if you've been seeing, if you've seen that the compendium is coming back. He's been, RJC's oh, yeah. been streaming.
Sandy, could you stop licking my feet?
What?
Sandy, could you stop licking my feet?
if you're a fan of Persona, I definitely recommend checking out the compendium. Like, I'm not sure if it's like simultaneously like a serious and or in a comedy channel or not. I don't know, but I mean,
I feel like there's some sort of self-aware comedy going on there.
Yeah, self-aware, like almost like performance art.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Whew, might be close finishing this race. Whew, 9 seconds to spare.
IGSR, he was the first YouTuber who made me really angry. Years passed, I calmed down and I realized my very first taste of trolloloing irony. I don't know. Did you beat the game?
Oh, I finished that course. There's only 3 courses, I think. Oh, I got set side A to save my high score.
IGSRJ is a parody of Irate Gamer. Who is back, I guess, and doing like serious videos. Yeah, the HUD flickers in this for some reason. It's kind of weird.
The goal of the game is to get to the end of the course before time runs out, which like takes like 10 or 12 minutes usually. All right.
It is basically Outrun, but not as good. That was a pretty hot rally though.
Thing. Not as 3D as it could have been, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else?
I don't know. Any last minute questions from the chat? You got us both paying attention. 100%. Yeah, it's a little shorter tonight. I guess we had some success though.
Yeah. I mean, officially the stream is like, we try to be playing games at least, you know, 9, well, whenever we start after 9.
9.
Through 11.
To 11, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, often we go over because we're trying to finish the game or something.
Yeah.
Sandy is watching the cars go by on the TV.
Is she about as big as she's going to get now, you think?
I don't think she's going to get a lot bigger. She's pretty well full grown, I think. We were looking at some videos of my Sheltie I had when I was growing up, and there was video at Christmas time where she would have been 7 months then, and Sandy mm-hmm. is Sandy's just a few days short of 6 months. But when, you know, that video of our previous Sheltie at 7 months, I mean, she looked like I remembered. So, you know, I would say she was basically full grown then.
What's our favorite way to upscale 480i component video footage? Like from games or from something else? I mean, I think the Framemeister's deinterlacing is probably like the best way to do it.
Yeah, but if it's VHS tapes, it'll lose sync real bad.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of coming around to the Bob deinterlacing on the OSSC.
You are?
Yeah, I am. I want to sit down and play through like a whole PS2 game that way and see how I feel about it. But I've been coming around to it much more. I'm unsure if it really would be a good fit for recording, though. You know, I was having some trouble with my Framemeister earlier. You know how I've said like the thing like the pink screen. Like that has always in the past been like an issue with having deep color set on my TV. But I was having trouble even when I deactivated that from every from every input on my TV.
That's weird. Well, hopefully it's not.
So I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully it's just a handshake issue with some piece of equipment in my setup. But I don't know. The Framemeister has not really been getting a lot of love lately now that the OSSC is like, I can capture it. I can play it. I can use all the modes I want to use. I mean, it's a great situation with OSSC right now.
I've been just pretty much capturing OSSC like 4X.
Ooh, Ryan Pliskin's Framemeister died last month.
Uh-oh.
Actually, did you message us about that? So I feel like we got a couple messages recently about Framemeisters being toast.
Toast. Frame versus S and key 2 cannot be forced to progress on PS2 and Bobby makes it so interlacing artifacts look obnoxious. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Bobby interlace. So I don't know. I guess I just haven't played enough.
Yeah. It's essentially like CRT Flickr, but different, admittedly. Like the big thing, the big downside, I think, is when things are in motion, sometimes they look kind of pixelated. Whereas, like, you know, on a CRT, you don't really get that effect, but.
Right.
But when things are in motion, sometimes they look a little funny, but I don't know. I think it's pretty good. Like I should just play like a relatively quick action game on PS2 that way. Like,
just to see how it goes.
Just, yeah. Like something like Maximo or something.
Yeah. You guys heard anything about the next XRGB mini? No, we don't know anything about it. We know that there's one person at Micomsoft that handles that department.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we've heard, at least.
Yeah.
We can't confirm it, but we've heard it. So who even knows at this point? We both kind of secured a GDMU.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever get your...
You already paid for yours. Already got your email about it.
Yeah.
I haven't got mine yet.
I wonder how soon they'll be ready to ship. I don't have a. I need to get a second Dreamcast to actually put it in. So I don't want to mess with my current one because it works really good. The grid had, you know, three of them for $45 each, and I almost bought one, you know, a couple months back, and I really wish I did because they were all gone last time I was there. I thought they'd have at least one Dreamcast.
Yeah, I have one that specifically has a bad drive in it.
One time I bought a Dreamcast game there, and they said, They said they didn't even, when they were ringing up the games, they're like, oh, we don't even have Dreamcast in the system.
New SSC, OSSC beyond 1.6. We haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's really, I mean, I feel like hardware-wise, it's kind of...
I can imagine, like, if it's going to be another, it'd be like 2.0.
Right. I mean, it would...
Like a new, basically brand new.
Yeah. I mean, like, the only thing I could really see is, like, a completely new thing that would, like, have an optional frame buffer for, you know, compatibility.
Right.
Don't lick my PS3 controller. You know, I mean, it would be kind of a total rethink, I think, you know?
Yeah. But I'm excited to get the GDMU. Like, I mean, after playing with the SSD S3 for a while and, you know, like the RIA, then all I basically need is, I mean, you're getting a PSIO. I don't have a ton of interest in that. We'll see if they come out with something.
Yeah, I mean, just because I've got a bunch of spare PlayStations, so why not?
Yeah.
You know, just have something to do with them.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have to do a video on that then. I mean, there's one for the 3DO that might be fun to get.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why at the beginning of the video...
Yeah, I know, I saw that. I thought, wait a second, 3DO doesn't have anything like that.
And those are specifically ones that, yeah, they have ODEs in it.
But can you easily install it in a non-destructive way in the 3DO?
I don't know. You guys saw Lennon McCartney of the Retro Video Game Hobbyist YouTube channel. I don't know about that. that's a little over the top. I do appreciate the sentiment, though.
Oh, you know what I got? Here, Sandy, get down for just a moment so I can show this. Oh, it was actually waiting for a really long time for these to ship. I'm looking forward to trying them. You know, I bought Samsung 3D glasses. Thinking, oh, they're probably kind of semi-universal. Thinking I might could get it to work with that PlayStation 3D TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't work. So I bought Sony ones. They actually have, like, a PlayStation brand on the side. They're actually pretty nice looking. But I need to try this out and see how well they go over my glasses. Wow, they like wow. That is really really strange. They like the OLED. Like I it's almost black.
Really?
But my LCD screens in here. I can totally see like normal, but the OLED is like almost black. That is super strange. I wonder what causes that.
I don't know. You should just wear those out and about though.
they make a great like prop.
They're intentionally like futuristic looking.
Yeah.
Not super functional, but they're just like. You gotta make them as futuristic.
Yeah, they've got this like curve, like the whole brow is like this curve. I look like I'm from an 80s version of The Matrix. I'd watch that. All right. Does that about wrap it up?
Yeah, that's gonna wrap it up, I think.
I think Sandy wants to poop.
Look for the SSDS episode tomorrow. And tries PC Engine based episode probably a week and a half from now.
Yeah, something like that.
And maybe a bonus stream on Tuesday on the Twitch channel.
No.
And I don't know if we'll be streaming here on Sunday because we'll be on the road filming. But if we don't get to do it on on Sunday night. Then we'll try to do it Monday night.
All righty.
All right. We'll see everybody next week-ish or so.
Later.
Good night.